the verse Ushmartem es hanatzos, you should watch and guard the matzos. The Mechilta, Rashi brings it down, says Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Al tikra kein elo ushmartem es hamitzvos. Right, guard the mitzvos. Kedera she'en machnitzen et hamatzah, just like you don't let the matzah become leaven, kach ein machnitzen et hamitzvah. So too, you don't let mitzvahs become leaven. Ella in bo mitzvah liyadcha, meaning what? If you have a mitzvah that you can do, aseo somiyad, do it immediately, don't procrastinate. Just like by the matzah, you don't leave the dough rise, but you work with it quickly and bake it immediately, so in that way you keep it matzah and don't let it become chametz. So too, keep the mitzvah in a very quick fashion and don't let it lay where it could become chametz. Okay. The Malbim says that this also includes making fences and precautionary steps to protect the mitzvah. Okay, and this also includes, though, that you should do the mitzvah as quickly as possible so you don't lose it. That things don't happen that'll make you lose the mitzvah. The Gemara in Yoma, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, says that there's a rule, Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvos. You don't pass over mitzvahs. We'll see in one second what that means. And Rashi says that we learn it from this sentence. Ein mavirin ala mitzvos, you don't pass over mitzvahs. A mitzvah that you that comes to your hand, do it, don't pass it over even for another mitzvah. Now, the Nishmat Adam says that this is in fact a Torah rule, Torah mitzvah. Don't pass over mitzvahs is a Torah mandate. And the Radvaz and the Meiri seem to say that it's only a rabbinic thing and the sentence is only an asmachta, it's only a hint, it's not actually a Torah mandate. Now this applies in a few different situations. First we'll go to the halachic aspect of this idea and then the hashkafa aspect. It applies to two mitzvahs that you have to do, that you're going to do, and which one do you do first? So the one that you come upon first is the one you do first, and the one you come upon second is the one you do second. Okay? Therefore it says that since in the morning you put on your talus first and then you put on your tefillin, it's a good idea to make sure that the talus is on the top in the talus bag above the tefillin, so you don't come to the tefillin first and then have to put on the tefillin before the talus in the wrong order. Because of this rule of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos, you don't pass over a mitzvah. If you would take the tefillin first, you would have to put on the tefillin and then put on the talus instead of the right way, putting on the talus before the tefillin. So this applies to two mitzvahs you want to do. Whichever one comes to your hand first, whether it's the more important, weightier mitzvah or less weightier mitzvah, you do that one first. And some say that this even applies if the first one is only a mitzvah, a rabbinic mitzvah, and the second one is a Torah mitzvah. Whichever one comes first, if it's a rabbinic one, you do that one first, even if it's rabbinic. And some say this only applies where it's two mitzvahs from the Torah, but if one of them is rabbinic, most certainly the Torah mitzvah takes precedence. What happens if you can't do both mitzvahs? And the question is, which one do you do? Do you do the first one that you have an opportunity to do, or you do the more weighty, more important one? This shaila was put into a practical venue with the following shaila. People who were in prison, and the government allowed them to go out one day where they couldn't daven with a minyan in prison. Today, in many prisons in America, there are minyanim with Sifrei Torah or whatever, unfortunately. But today, what's it called? At that time, they didn't have minyanim of from Jews in jail, and they couldn't daven with a minyan. They never say for Torah, and the government said they can pick one day to go out. So what should they do? Should they go out the first day they can? Because ein mavirin ala mitzvos, I can go today and go to shul daven with a minyan, right? So do it today immediately, or wait till Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, some important day, when I can get out and have even a bigger mitzvah. So the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi both say that you don't wait for the more important day, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. You do the mitzvah that comes to you first, whether, even though it's not as weighty as if you could wait for a mitzvah, it's not as serious a mitzvah that you could wait for, you don't wait, you don't pass over the mitzvah. The Chayi Adam argues on this, and he says that you wait for the more important day, pick Yom Kippur to go out, and you don't have to, this halacha of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs is only when you have to do two mitzvahs, and the question is which one comes first. But it's a question of one or the other, then this doesn't apply. Another aspect of this is that you do the mitzvah in the first place you can do it. This halacha is brought down in the Gemara, where they had to bring the omer from grain, from barley. So they brought it from the fields closest to Yerushalayim where the barley had become ripe. They didn't go to farther fields, even though the barley may have been superior there, but they went to the nearest fields to Yerushalayim in order not to pass over Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. The mitzvah can be done in two times. Which time do you do it, the first time or the second time? The Gemara says that according to one opinion, when you have two Adars, then the Gillah should be read in the first Adar because Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. You don't pass over the first Adar to read it in the second Adar. The Gemara doesn't hold of that opinion, but not because that his logic is not sound, but because there are other reasons that mandate that the Megillah be read and Purim be celebrated back in the second Adar, not in the first Adar. But logically, he's right. If it wouldn't be for those other reasons, you wouldn't pass over the first Adar in order to celebrate Purim in the second Adar. So it's another idea of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. However, there is a qualification here, and that is if the mitzvah can be done in a better, nicer way, if you wait, then you're allowed to wait, and you don't have to do the mitzvah at the first opportunity. Where do we normally do that? By Kiddush Levana. Okay? Most people have the minig, even though there is different opinions. Most people have the minig that even though you could be Mekadesh Levana already tonight, right, if there would be a Levana, you could already Mekadesh Levana from last night on, or even two nights ago on, but we wait till Motzei Shabbos because we're dressed up, we're in a better mood, and the mitzvah will be done in a better way, so you don't do it at the earliest convenience. You wait and do it in a better way. Some say that doing the mitzvah at the first opportunity, it has nothing to do with Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos, but that has to do with the halach of Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs, that people who are Zrizin are, what's it called, have a lot of verve when they do mitzvahs, they do the mitzvah earlier. And that's what Turi Evan says, and the Mesillas Yesharim seems to say that both of these ideas are the same. There's a few different ideas of doing a mitzvah as quickly as you can, and not passing over another mitzvah, and they all really stem from the same idea. Another possibility is, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, when it comes to time, is if you have a mitzvah you can do today, don't put it off till tomorrow. Today's mitzvah precedes tomorrow's mitzvah. Okay? But Zrizin Makdim of the mitzvah is where you have a mitzvah you can do today. You should do it as early as possible today and not push it off till later in the day. So Zrizin Makdim of the mitzvah is on the day itself, do it as early in the day as possible. Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs is not in mitzvah doing it in one day, earlier or later. But don't do tomorrow's mitzvah at the expense of today's mitzvah. Okay, there are other sources for this idea of doing the mitzvah as quickly as possible without delaying it and procrastinating, and they are the following. In Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, 119, verse 60. Pasuk says, Chashti v'lo hishmamati, I quickly and did not delay doing the mitzvahs. Another source would be, says, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael. Tzav, whenever it says Tzav, means zeros, to be mezarez then, do it quickly, right? Miyad l'doros, to do it quickly, and for all generations to do it quickly. The Noam Elimelech says that because of Zrizus, one comes to all of the Midos Tovos. It leads to all of the good qualities. A person who does mitzvahs in a quick way and doesn't procrastinate. Not procrastinating leads you to all the Midos Tovos. It says in the Skus of the three runnings that Avram did by Yoretz, when he took care of his guest, he ran to the cattle to get an animal to see. He ran to Sarah to tell her. He ran three times, right? So in the discourse of that, God also ran to us at the giving of the Torah. Came to us from Har Sinai, my Har Parah, the river goes Kodesh, three times it says there. What? That? Yeah, that's what he got up early in the morning. But here is specifically the fact that he ran. When he did the mitzvah of Hakmasas Orchim, God also reciprocated for us. Another place is a Mishnah. Have a kal kanesher, az kanomer, kal kanesher. You should be as light as an eagle, and rots katzvi, and run like a deer when you do mitzvahs. Another pasuk, kovei Hashem yachlifu koach. Those that hope for God, right, that trust in Him, will renew their strength. Yarutzu v'lo yigo, they'll run and they won't get tired. Yelchu v'lo yiyachu, they'll walk and not become weary. Says Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Avram got up early in the morning, both by the Akedah, right, and he, went to do the Akedah. So we learn from there, Zrizim Matim Lemitzvah. Similar pasuk, it says Vayashkim Yoshua Baboker. Similar sentence, similar learning. Another mission in Pirkei Avos. Al Tomer L'Chesh'ef Ne'eshna. Don't say when I have time I'll learn, because maybe you won't have time. Do it now. Don't procrastinate until you think an ideal time comes up. Another place is in Nishlei. Leich el menola otzer. Go to the ant. And if you're a lazy person, and look how the ant, right, prepares in the summer. It's enough food that he can live for the next who knows how long, and an ant doesn't make it more than 6 months. And yet he puts away enough food in the summer that he'll have in the winter too. He doesn't procrastinate. Okay. Now, those are the sources. That's some of the halachic background of this idea of Zrizim Afim L'mitzvahs and Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs, the basic idea being, don't push off a mitzvah, do it as quickly as possible. Yeah. So we said, it could be it's a Torah requirement, and some say it's a rabbinic requirement. It's a requirement. It's a condition in mitzvahs. Yeah. It's something you have to do. No. It's not one of the Taryag mitzvos. It's because it's not a mitzvah to itself. It's a qualification of all other mitzvahs, how you do other mitzvahs. Okay. Now, the Mesillas Yesharim says that there's two midos that a person should acquire, Zehirus and Zrizus. Zehirus is being careful and Zrizus is being quick. He says Zehirus applies to the negative commandments. Be careful not to transgress a negative command. And Zrizus is with positive commands. Be quick to do things that you can do. So one is talking about Sur Meira, staying away from evil, connotes carefulness. And doing good connotes doing it with quickness and with verve. However, the Reish Chachma says that the laws of Zrizus apply equally to positive commands and negative commands. You can be a Zariz, you can be quick, right, and nimble in staying away from doing sins too. So here he says it applies equally to positive and negative commands. The Shaloh HaKadosh says also that both Zehirus and Zrizus apply both to the Sur Meira and to the Atei Tov. You can be a Zariz and a Zahir. You can be careful and quick to stay away from sin, and you can be careful and quick to do a mitzvah properly and quickly. Along these lines, the Medrash Shmuel says that when it says Rots Katzvi, you should run like a deer, it doesn't only mean to run like a deer towards mitzvahs. but it means to run like a deer away from Averis. And a deer, when it runs, every once in a while looks back to see if the people are still chasing it. So also, when you run away from the Avera, look back and see if it's still chasing you. Right? To know that maybe you haven't escaped it yet, and you have to find ways of escaping it. Right, right, okay. I hear the idea the deer is only running away. Right? But it could be that it's just comparing it to the deer in the fact that it's swift. Then you apply it to here to run swiftly towards mitzvahs, even though deers don't run towards anything. Okay. The Orech HaTzaddikim says that it is a maila gedola, tremendous level to be a zoris, and it's a level in Torah and mitzvahs, and it also is in something that's very important for takonas olam hazeh, for building and fixing up this world, right? The people who are quick and what's a good word for zrisus, who are what?
Zealous.
Yeah, that could be zealous, right? Do things and accomplish things in this world, and therefore it's also the midah of tzaddikim. It's the quality of tzaddikim to do things zealously and quickly. And the pre-tzaddik in Lech Lecha says that this was the quality of the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, who served God out of love and zrisus. They always were doing everything very quickly and with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. The Orech HaTzaddikim says also that being quick and zealous is a tachshit. It's an ornament, it's a decoration of all the other midos, and it's also the beginning of all the midos. If you want to reach any level in any other attribute, you have to start with doing things in a zealous and quick way. And therefore the opposite, laziness, is what's it called, is a terrible thing, right? And as it says, chometz l'shinayim, like vinegar is to the teeth, and asham l'inayim, and smoke to the eyes, they are irritants. Right? Vinegar irritates your teeth, and smoke irritates your eyes. Kein ha'atzel l'sholchav. That's how irritating a lazy person is to somebody who sends him to do a shlichus, who sends him on some kind of mission. Right? A lazy person is as irritating as smoke to the eyes. And that applies to God, who sent us on a mission in this world, and people who are lazy aren't going to fulfill that mission, and applies in worldly things also. Also, it says that such a person is far from good character traits, because if you're lazy, you're never going to work on your character, you're never going to become a good person. And he's not worth anything, not in this world, not in the next world. The Orech HaTzaddikim says that when a person serves God quickly, with enthusiasm, that's a good word, enthusiastically, zealously, okay, so we got a few words now. It's a proof that he loves God, because when you're in love with something, when you like something, you approach it with enthusiasm. When you don't like something, then you do it unenthusiastically. The Reish Chachma says that it also shows that you're interested in what you're doing, right, and it shows that you love God and you're happy with what you're doing. And that's why we learn from the same pasuk, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, pasuk you mentioned, right? That Avram got up early in the morning to get going with the Akevas Yitzchak. We learn from there that Avram had such love for God that Ava Mekalkelus Hashura, love makes people do things that aren't logical. Because normally Avram Avin was an important person. He should have gotten somebody else to saddle his donkey. But he got up early in the morning and did it himself. Because he was so enthusiastic about what he was doing, such love, that it didn't make a difference anymore. Bilam did the same thing out of hate. Hatred and love can make you do things that are not necessarily logical. So we see from there that Avraham had such great love for God that he got up early in the morning, saddled his own donkey. At the same time, we learn from that same sentence that he did, that we have to do things enthusiastically and quickly. So they come from the same the same root.
Right,
overpowered Dillams, right. The Reish Chachma quotes a sefer called Malos Hamidos, which the Shalom HaKadosh also he says that when it says in the Torah, Vayehi Ha'adam L'Nefesh Chaya, man became a living soul, it means that what's it called, that man should be someone who has what's it called, Zrizus, Yisosifo Ruach Chadoshim. A person has the ability to add to himself new spirit, right? And spirituality. That's what a human being has the capability of doing, to add new spirit. And the whole idea of roots, to run towards something, comes from the word rotso, will. Because the more you have a will for something, the more you want to do something, the more you run for it. The less you want to do it, you do it lackadaisically. You do it unenthusiastically. Matt Rivaldi says that roots and rotso, you run to what you want. And what you don't want, you don't run towards. The Shalom HaKadosh, based on this idea, from this Sefer Malos Hamidos, explains another pasuk. It says, Asher yasa asa osam ha'adam v'chai bohem. These are the mitzvahs that a person should do and live through them. She says, based on this, the nefesh chaya, living means you should feel alive and enthusiastic. That's what it means. These are the mitzvahs a person should do, but chayvim, you should live in the mitzvah. It should be something that you have enthusiasm, that you have spirit when you do it, and not do it lackadaisically and unenthusiastically. Not to do it, what's it called, lazily and without any joy. The Reish Chachma also says a person who does mitzvahs quickly and enthusiastically shows that he fears God. And the Eish Chayil is that concept of fear of God. And in the Eish Chayil, it mentions many times how she does things enthusiastically and quickly with zrizus. Orchis Sadikim says another interesting thing. When does a person do something with enthusiasm and quickly? When he's mefana libo mikol ha-machshavos ha-acheiros, when you can focus on what you're doing. You have one mission in mind. When you're doing a mitzvah, that's all you think about, that mitzvah, nothing else. And when you focus on one thing, then you can do it expediently. That's a good word, too. Right? You do something with expedience when you're focused on it. When you have a million other things on your head, you can't do any one of those things expediently, quickly, and enthusiastically. Right? Determined. Right. Expeditiously. Okay. Soon we'll have a whole thesaurus. Okay. But the main idea is the focus. And the Maral says that the completion, the perfection of a mitzvah is when you do it with zrizus. That makes it more complete, and for that you get the reward. Because reward comes, shlemus leads to tashlumin. Payment means that you complete it. You don't pay somebody until they complete the job. So completing the mitzvah is when you get the payment, and that's why it says the reward for learning is not so much the learning, it's the running to do the learning. It's the enthusiasm of learning. What? Okay. Next. Now, in order to have zrizus, okay, why do you need to be zariz? Okay, now we know it's a great idea and it's something important and you have to do it. Why? Why is it important to do mitzvahs quickly, expediently, enthusiastically, expeditiously? Why is it necessary? So, and this is Sharon says, because the Yetzer Hara is constantly trying to prevent you from doing a mitzvah. And therefore, you constantly need to strengthen yourself and to run after the mitzvah in order to fulfill it. So if you don't, right, push yourself to do it quickly, you may lose it. And therefore, you need a lot of wisdom to know how to hold on to mitzvahs and not lose them. Because it's a difficulty. It's not something that comes naturally. You have to put in the effort. And if you don't put in the maximum effort, you're going to lose the mitzvah. He says, what's it called? The Mikveh Meliyahu says that even when there's a Hatzachah, even when you promise something, God wants to give you a present, but you can lose it. If you don't hold on to it, grab it. Where do we find that? Even though God promised and David HaMelech promised that Shlomo HaMelech would be king, that they had to go quickly to make him the king, because it says in the Pasuk over there that from here to Gihon a lot of things could happen. So you don't want anything to hold back the mitzvah, and even if there's a promise, if you don't grab it quickly, there's many things that could interfere and deter you from the mitzvah. Another thing that Mr. Leo says, interesting thing, he says it's compared to matzah or dough that becomes chametz. What makes the dough chametz? Bacteria. Right? He says that if you leave something, okay, without, just leave it to the elements, what happens is it decays. Bacteria get to it, and they decay it. That's what happens in the chametz process. You just leave it. If you don't work with it, and you don't bake it quickly, and you just leave it, things decay and the bacteria get to it. Same thing. If you just leave a mitzvah and don't do it quickly, finish it. Right? Start it and finish it as quickly as you can. So you leave it lay an unnecessary amount of time. There are a lot of spiritual bacteria in the air that will, make you lose the mitzvah and make it to go sour. The Das Chochmo Musar, that's Rabbi Yerucham, the Nira Mashgiach, said that if you leave mitzvahs too long, you leave a place for the Yetzer Hara to take effect, and every second there can be new deterrence for doing the mitzvah. So the faster you do it, the less chance that some new deterrent is going to spring up. Why? How do you recognize a mitzvah? Well, you have certain mitzvahs that are obvious that come every day, and some mitzvahs that that come from time to time. So we're talking even about those, the obvious mitzvahs. Yeah. Okay. Another thing the Mesillas Yesharim says is that a person by nature is lazy. Okay? He doesn't want to work, and he doesn't want to, bother. People by nature like to rest. That is a law of physics, no? What? Right. That's entropy? No, that's... Inertia. No? So, in there, I think it's a professional siren, and as he says that there are not lazy people, and expeditious people in this world. Is that the opposite of lazy? Maybe. Okay? There are just lazier people and less lazy people, but everybody's lazy. Right? That's what he says. He says that there are no people who aren't lazy. They're just different degrees of laziness. And you have to see to it that you're a lesser lazy person. What? So you have to, that's what it says. Have the eyes kenomer. Right, so it says, therefore, the Torah needs constantly, you have to put in effort. You have to go against your nature, right? And that's why Rabban Shem told Yoshua, Chazak ve'emat. Torah is something that constantly needs to be strengthened. Because if you leave it to nature, you're going to be subject to the laws of inertia. And you're just going to remain at rest. Unless you do something and put some energy in. If you don't put any energy in, nothing's going to happen. That's why in Mishlei it says that the lazy person says a little rest, a little this, a little that, and in the end he does nothing. In Mishlei Yud Ches it says, Gam mitzrapi b'malachto, a person who is lazy in doing his work, he is a brother lebal mashtis. Not only doesn't he accomplish anything, but he destroys things too. And that's what the Orcha Sadikim says. Little by little, a person who's lazy ends up not only not doing anything, but ends up doing terrible negative things. It brings down from also in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech says, I passed by the field of a lazy person, and it was nothing growing there except for weeds, and the fence had been knocked down and wasn't repaired. So he says that laziness, first of all, leads you won't produce anything. You won't plant, and therefore you won't be able to produce any wheat. And not only that, but in place of the wheat, negative things. When you don't have anything positive, inevitably there's negative. And not only that, even if wheat would grow on its own, it wouldn't last because the fence isn't there, and animals will come in and take it and trot on it. So a lazy person, from all sides, is never going to accomplish anything and only going to accomplish negative. The Chovas HaTalmidim says a lazy person is committing suicide. Not in one swoop, but he's basically wasting his hours, minutes, days, months, years, whatever it may be. It's also suicide. Now the Maral puts this in a little bit different perspective, same idea. He says a person is a body and a soul. The body by its nature doesn't move, right? It's stationary. Okay, the body, he says, by nature is stationary, doesn't move. You need to move it with the soul. Soul moves the body. So if you don't have that spirit, right, then the body is going to pull the soul down into inaction. So you need the soul to be enthusiastic and pull the body up. And that's why it says, as kenomer, first you have to be bold. That's to get the mind moving the body. To wake it up. That's as kenomer. Once it's woken up, you got to start moving. Okay, now I'm awakened, but if you still sit in one place, awake, you're not accomplishing anything. Then you have to be kal kenesher, right, to get up from your laziness and do something. Then you have to start moving. Rosh katzvi. And finally, once you're moving and you're doing, then be gibor ka'ari. While you're doing it, do it with strength. So those are the four levels of moving the body from inaction by the soul, by the intellect moving the body. First it has to awaken the body, then it has to, what's it called, get it moving, maybe moving in a positive way, and being strong in what it's doing. Yeah, he says that in order for the body to get moving and to accomplish something, the intellect, the soul, has to first awaken it. That's called as kanomer, be bold like a leopard. With your intellect, awaken your body to action. Now, once you have that, right, then you have to get up. Now you're awake. Now get up. That's like a eagle. You have to be light like an eagle to get up. Okay, you're awake now. Get up. When a person wakes up, first you have to get up. You have to hear the alarm. Once you're up, now get up. Now what's it called? Sit up. Yeah. Sit up. Get up. Okay? Then get moving. Rosh katzvi. Put your foot on the ground and walk. Go. Start going. And then once you're doing what you're doing, do it like a lion. So those are the four stages. And the Av HaSholem says, Kal Kanesher, that you should be like an eagle, is to raise yourself above to more spiritual heights. Like we said, the more physical you are, the more sedentary you are. The more spiritual you are, the more intellectual you are, the more you move, because the neshama is buoyant. So you should be like a nesher that goes higher and higher, gets more and more spiritual, and recognizes God. Okay, now, what entails zrisus? So there are, the Mishil Shesharim says two kinds of zrizus, and we'll see that others say that there are more. The Mishil Shesharim says there's zrizus before you do the action, and zrizus while you're doing the action. Let's start with the one before you do the action. Okay? Before you start, you have a mitzvah to do. You have to go to daven. So you should quickly get there and not dray around, not procrastinate. Okay? Why? Because, first of all, because the more you procrastinate, the more things are going to come up to hold you back from getting to the shore. The phone's going to ring, right? Somebody's going to come to the door. You're going to remember you have to do this and do that. So just go. Open the door and go out, right? That way you have less chance of things deterring you. Next. What's it called? That's what it says by Shlomo HaMelech. They wanted to get him to the place where he was going to be coronated as quickly as possible, so there weren't any deterrents that were created. And that's the idea of Zrizah Makdimim L'mitzvah. Do the mitzvah as quickly as possible, as early as possible, so you don't delay it, and then you'll have things that could deter you. And that's why it says the olam yachdin, the dover mitzvah. Right? The Gemara Nazir says a person should always do a mitzvah as early as he can do it. Because by Ammon and Moab, the sister that had relations with her father, she did it the same Shemayim. They thought that the world was unpopulated with them. And it could be it was mutter because then Noah isn't also to live with his daughter. Only Jews are. So it could be they didn't have any prohibition. And they did it surely the same Shemayim. She was rewarded because she had that mitzvah the night earlier, one day earlier. And that's why it also says, La'olam yorutz v'dvar mitzvah, v'apilu b'shabbos. You're allowed to run to do a mitzvah even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, hiluchach b'shabbos, the way you walk on Shabbos should be quiet and slow. But when it's coming to a mitzvah, you're allowed to run to shul, but you can't run home for shul. You can't run for your meal, but you can run to go to shul. Okay, and the Maral says that another aspect of this is do the mitzvah in the time allotted for it, because if that time passes, you're not going to be able to do it. In other words, if repentance can only do in this world. But if you let this world go by and you don't repent, you can't do it in the next world. So do the mitzvah in the time allotted. Don't delay it to a time when you won't be able to do it anymore. And that's like the ant that prepares its food for the winter in the summer, because if he waits till the winter, he won't be able to do it. There won't be anything to prepare. And that's why it says that even where you have to have somebody last, but the last people are called lazy. It says that Korban Pesach was brought in three groups of 10 each, minimum. And really, it's three groups of 30 each, minimum. If we weren't sure if the three groups had to be at one time or consecutive. So we do it both ways. Three groups of 10 each time, three times. Then there were probably many, many more people, but that was the minimum. You had to have a minimum of 90 people. 30, 30, 30. So it says that, and even though you needed three groups, somebody had to be last. The last group was called lazy, because they could have pushed themselves to be in first groups. So the last group, even though it was inevitable that somebody was going to be last, still got the name lazy. Now, that's the first kind of reasons. Do the mitzvah as quickly as you can. In other words, start it as quickly as you can. Don't push it off. Second kind of reasons. After you started it, finish it as quickly as you can. Don't delay. Don't elongate it. There's a better word.
Prolong.
What?
Prolong.
That's what it means. Don't prolong its doing when you can finish it as quickly as possible. And that's why it says the person who starts a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, right, is a terrible thing. And it's called on the name of the person who finished it. So you start a mitzvah, finish it. And we have a pasuk in Mishlei, Chazis ish nevayr b'malachto. Look at the person who does his work swiftly and gets it finished. And also we find by Avraham Avinu, when he served the guest, vayimahir Avraham. He quickly did everything he did to get it done as fast as possible. And we learn from that kol ma'aseim shel tzaddikim b'mehiris. Tzaddikim work quickly. They finish, they do the mitzvah quickly. And the Mesillas Yesharim says that not only is rizus a reflection of your inner enthusiasm, but it works the other way too. When you do something quickly, it creates enthusiasm. If you're not so enthusiastic, but you go through the motions of doing it enthusiastically, it makes you feel enthusiastic. So it works on both sides. The externals bring to the internal, and the internal is reflected by the external. Hold on. I'll give you something to ask questions as soon as we finish. I want to make sure we finish this. The Rav Yecheskel Sarna seems to say there are three times for what's it called, of Zrizis. One is when the time for the mitzvah comes, don't delay it. Don't push it off. Don't procrastinate. Do it as soon as the time comes. Secondly, when a mitzvah presents itself, it's not the time for the mitzvah necessarily. It's not a mitzvah that depends on time. But it's a mitzvah that depends on it presenting itself to you. The opportunity presents itself. When opportunity knocks, take advantage. Don't delay it. Don't procrastinate. And another time is when you consider doing a mitzvah. Sometimes there are mitzvahs they could do all the time, but you didn't think about it. All of a sudden you get this idea, I want to do chesed for somebody. Do it. Don't push it off for tomorrow. So there are three times in doing a mitzvah as soon as you can. One is where the mitzvah is a time-oriented mitzvah, and the time came, do it right away. Don't push it off even to a later time, which is okay. Secondly, when the mitzvah presents itself, not a time-oriented mitzvah, but you have an opportunity to do that mitzvah. It comes to your door, knocks at your door. And the third time is when you think about it. You didn't think about it until now. It's a mitzvah that didn't present itself, but you decided, hey, you know, I'd like to do that mitzvah. As soon as you get the idea, do it. The David Kronglass, the Mashgiach of Neri Yisrael Zatzal, he says that there's another aspect of Zrizus. It's not just doing the mitzvah as quickly as you can and doing it, performing it as quickly as you can, not prolonging it and not delaying it, but it's also doing it in a ikdius, which means, ikdius means, what? Consistently, right, thank you. Consistently, doing it with consistent and with constant and with hasmada, right, diligently, that's what it is. Diligently is also part of his reasons. And that's why it says two things. It says they'll run and they won't get tired, and they'll walk and they won't be weary. If you're running already and don't get tired, what's the idea of walking? But the idea is you can't run all the time. Sometimes you can put that spurt, but the main thing is that you can continue walking, you don't stop. You run when it's necessary, and then you consistently are able to keep walking. That's important. And it's like a nesher, it says, like an eagle. Again, the example of the eagle is, the eagle soars high, and then it comes down low, and then it goes again high. Sometimes there's ups and downs, but if you're consistent, you won't let the downs get you down, right, and make you give up, but you'll continue trying. That's consistency and constance also. Orcha Sadikim gives a whole list of things that a person should be expedient and enthusiastic about doing. That is to learn Torah, to stay away from bad things, bad deeds, to accept God's judgments in this world and not complain against Him. To make fences around yourself so you don't sin. All these things the person should do enthusiastically. Should stay away from bad people, to look for peace and tzedakah. All these things a person should do with enthusiasm and quickly. Now, you can't always do things quickly, because sometimes doing things quickly, then you do them messily. The harder person should do things slowly and methodically, and then you don't make mistakes. When you do things too quickly, then you make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Right, whatever. So therefore, he says like this. The Orcha Sadikim says, you have to have a balance. You have to have a certain amount of methodic laziness, lethargic. When it comes to negative things, be lethargic, be lazy. When it comes to good things, be, what's it called, be enthusiastic. But even then, you have to have a balance. You can't be too quick. But if you're too quick, right, a person who rides too fast is going to, what's it called, going to stumble, and a person who runs too fast is going to fall. So therefore, it has to be the following. This is the way he describes this enthusiasm, this quickness. That your heart should be awake. You should be awake to what you're doing, not do it sleepily and lethargically. And your mind should be open, and your body should be ready to do it as quickly as possible, but that doesn't mean that then you should jump in and do it in a way that's not responsible. That's what he says. And you need a tremendous chachma, he says, to know how to balance this. On the one hand, you want to do things quickly. On the other hand, you don't want to do them irresponsibly. So you have to know how to balance the quickness with the methodical seriousness of what you're doing. And that's why the Gemara says sometimes you can have a person who does things quickly and he gets rewarded for it, and sometimes you can do things quickly and you get punished for it, and sometimes you do things lethargically and you'll get punished for it, and some things you'll be lazy and you'll get rewarded, because it's a good thing to be lazy sometimes in certain things. Okay. And he has a whole list of things that you should be quick to have good friends, and lazy when it comes to bad friends. Quick to, speak words of Torah, lazy when it comes to speaking Narishkeit. And he goes through a whole list like that, right, of the good things you should be very quick in doing, and the bad things you should be very lazy for. Now, there's another note, Rav Avram Grodzinski, hold on a second, let me just, another 2 minutes to finish. Rav Avraham Grozinski says, it says that Kohanim was reason. Right? They did things quickly, Kohanim. But they had to do avoda, they had to do God's service. How could they do it quickly and irresponsibly? So it says the idea is the following. You first get down to planning and thinking about what you're going to do. After you have it in your mind set up, then you can go through and do it quickly. Once you have the plan set up, then executing the plan can be done very quickly. The problem with doing things quickly is when you don't have the plan. That's why the Imros Chaim says that doing things quickly is only a danger when you have doubts about what you're doing. But when you're clear, it's 100% clear to you what you're supposed to do, then you can go through it 1, 2, 3. You don't have to worry about it. So the two ideas go together. First, plan out, know exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and then do it as quickly as you can. And this is the marshal to the dough. Right? What's the dough? If you don't get started with that, you make the dough and you leave it there. You don't get started. You don't get down to business right away. Right? First, learn the halachas and know how to make the dough. Don't do it while you're doing it. You're not going to be able to do it quickly. So the day before you start baking matches, go and learn all the halachas and get practice, how you're supposed to knead the dough or whatever. So you'll have everything down pat that you know exactly what you're supposed to do. Once the dough is made, get down to work. Because if you leave the dough there and you don't get started, you go away for 20 minutes and come back for the dough, it's chavetz. Now, once you start working on the dough, don't stop. Because if you stop, right, and you leave it in between, it's going to become chavetz too. You have to constantly, consistently be working and finish it within 18 minutes. So, therefore, all these concepts of starting, knowing what you're going to do, being able to do it in a consistent way without stopping and procrastinating, all of that's included in how you make the dough that shouldn't become chametz. That's how you have to do a mitzvah. So all these concepts are part of the mush. And the last thing I want to mention is a maisa that I saw brought down, that in Volozhin Yeshiva, one of the better students, they were eating lunch, and somebody came with a question. And they stumped this guy. And then they told him that it's a open Tosfos that says this. And he didn't know this Tosfos. Right? He felt terrible that he didn't know this commentary. And he left the table without benching. And he went into hiding and learned for 7 years like that. And became one of the greatest people of the generation. I don't know who it was. And they asked him, Chaim Volozhin, if he did the right thing, unless he didn't bench. But as soon as he got that feeling that I'm not where I should be, and he had that enthusiasm to go and dedicate himself to 7 years of learning, right, to become what he should be, so he didn't procrastinate. He didn't wait around to bench. He just left and started. So Chaim Volozhin said this. Avada, he did the wrong thing halachically, not to bench. It's not a good thing. But had he waited to bench, he never would have gotten it. By the time he would have cooled off, he never would have made those 7 years. So in the end, maybe it was worth the venture.